iPad is not working. It keep crashing. Yeah, right? But I'm not going to use it as a cue to get a new iPad, though, so. Yeah. So I guess real quick, you know what? Right before I get started, right? It's pretty cool seeing my wife come up here and talk because before I met her, right, I remember praying to God. I say, Lord, before you bless me with everything that is coming, I need to make sure I have my woman right. She got to have her own relationship with you. I think she got her own relationship. So I don't have to be accountable for her soul and stuff. She can handle that on her own. Yeah. Okay, so real quick, right? I'm really gonna try to squeeze this in 2 minutes. I don't really know if it's possible. So I'm gonna try to my best to give you some cliff notes of the business. Now, I didn't go to none of these Bible studies. I've been riding horses and whatnot, but that's a whole nother thing. Okay. Now, considering that Pastor's been talking on the end times, right? I've been on my own journey and trying to disprove the Bible, right? Trying to say, well, whenever you talk to a non-believer, they say, okay, I can't preach. Whenever people say, right, how you know the Bible's real? How you know? Have you ever asked yourself that question? How you know? Right? So I've been asking myself a series of questions, okay? So to sum this up as fast as I humanly possibly can, okay? The Old Testament is written in Masoretic text, right? That means there was some people, right? Their job, right? They say, well, I don't want to deal with nobody else. We're going to go out in the desert, and we're just going to write the Bible, right? And they kept doing that, and they kept doing that, and they kept doing that. And then now we have our Old Testament, right? The issue is that only goes back so far. So today people say, well, how do we know that really is what it is? Well, in 1948, little shepherd dude was walking around. He happened to lose one of his sheeps, right? And as he was walking, he saw a cave. He said, you know, my sheep may be down there. He throws a rock down there to see if the sheep's going to go wah and all that. That didn't happen. He held a crash, climbs down there. He finds some vases. Inside those vases, he finds some Dead Sea Scrolls, right? That's what we call them today, right? It just so happens the very first scroll that they find, right, there's a bunch of scrolls in there. But the one that stands out is the one that had the entire book of Isaiah. Right? So when they predate that carbon copy and all this other kind of whatnot to prove, that goes back from that moment. The very first Masoretic text was done in like between 500 and 900 AD, right? What they found predates that by 500 years, right? They believe that text that they hold was the exact same text that Jesus Christ held, which he talks about in Luke, right? So I'm going to read it to you. Okay, now this is in Luke 4, 17 through 21. This is what they believe, which we know to be true, right? Because we can't disprove the Bible now because we done found a whole lot, all our Bibles, all our books in the Bible, we have found the original text, right? Okay. Now this is what Jesus said. It's written in Isaiah, but in Luke, we got Jesus talking about it. Man, I sure appreciate it, man. I sure appreciate it. And he was handed the book. Right? In the NIV, it says scroll. Right? So we're going to rock with this right here, right? And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he opened the book, he found the place where it was written. This is in Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to the sight of liberty, those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable. What you doing? What in the world? Okay, I got it right here. See, boy, I tell you, man, they help you out. And then, you know, I got 2 minutes. Okay. Anyway, scratch all that. Okay, read it. Don't trust nothing nobody up here says to you. You need to research and judge that spirit yourself. Now, let's just say you like, well, Larry, listen, because now I'm about to close. How we know that really happened? You ain't really told me nothing. Okay. How many of you would die for a lie? Would you die for a lie? I'm going to read something to you now. Would you die for it? Raise your hand if you die for a lie. I wouldn't die for a lie neither. It just so happened, the 12 people that knew Jesus, it's 12 of them, only one of them didn't die really, really bad. Okay, here we go. Can I read these 12 real quick? Okay, we have Simon Peter. You know how he died? Man, let me tell you how he died. They crucified him. When they were going to crucify him, he said, okay, I'm cool with you crucifying me. Do me a favor. Hang me upside down so I don't be hung like Christ. They crucified him, talking about Jesus and them. Now, mind you, Jesus been dead. He been dead. He done died. He done woke up. He done ascended. And now they're going around preaching the word to everybody. Romans get mad. They kill him upside down on the cross. Right? If it was a lie, that wouldn't have happened, right? You would have said, my bad. You would have said, that's not true, right? Okay, that's not enough. I got you. Andrew was with him. Okay, let me tell you how Andrew died. They said, because he refused to forsake Christianity, he said nothing worked. He was scourged. Then they tied him rather than nailed him to the cross. They tied him to the cross so that he will be alive longer. He stayed alive for 2 days. You know what he did on the cross for 2 days? He preached to people from the cross. Or then he died. Can you believe it? But you know what? That's not enough. I got you. That's not enough. This one was kind of cool. James, he said he would not. They gave James a bunch of opportunities to say that Jesus is fake. It just so happened that the person, we don't know this guy's name, the person that accused James of his crimes, while they were beating him and began to execute, I like that word a lot better than crucify, because sometimes we hear crucify, we think happy thoughts. They execute him, right? The person that accused him because of his courage gave his life to Christ. That's why he was being killed. Ain't that crazy? I got you. That's not enough. John just lived a long time. But he didn't die a violent death, so he kind of lucked out, right? Bartholomew, they skinned him alive, crucified him, then they skinned him alive, and they don't know which one it was. They'd be like, he was either crucified, which is already bad, or they skinned him alive. Would you be skinned alive for something that never happened? I mean, Thomas was martyred. He was killed. Matthew was, he was hung on from the cross too. Boy, I tell you, man, this is a trip. James, they stoned James, and then they cut his head off, and then they hit his head with a club. Man. Thaddeus was crucified in Turkey or Greece. Simon made it all the way to England, and they crucified him there too. He made it all the way to England. That's far, isn't it? For something you don't believe in? Boy, I tell you. We already know about Judas. Judas, he bought some land, and then he fell down, and he broke into it, and his intestines was all over the floor. Judas was the only, and Judas knew right from wrong, but yet he chose anyway. So I share this with you, right, because this was really quick. There's a lot of details mixed up all up in there, but the Bible is real. We have evidence, physical, tangible. When I think about disciples, I would be Thomas because I would be the one that's sitting there saying, if that's really Jesus, I'd have to see it for myself because I do like to ask why a lot. But if we have documentation that cannot be refuted, the issue is people don't know it. So they go off of the Bible was written by some people. Well, luckily, we were able to prove what those people wrote is true. It happened. Amen. It's in the history books. We have the evidence. I'm done.
All right. Well, bless God. We're going to keep moving. Hallelujah. Wisdom moment for today. Let's stand for the wisdom moment and for the word as we prepare. We're going pretty good. It's pretty good time still. Wisdom moment found in Proverbs 24, verse 7. You can look up to the screen and let us read. Wisdom is too lofty for a fool. He does not open his mouth in the gate. Amen. Wisdom is too lofty for a fool. Amen. It goes right over the head. Anyway, that being said, we bless God and thank you for reading this word. That was real quick. We are excited about one of our young women ministers who's going to come and share the word today on this fifth Sunday, which is common here on the fifth Sunday. We will have one of our ladies bring the word. And today, that person has been tagged already. And she comes in the name of Minister Tamisha Hagan.
Good afternoon. I'm going to delay y'all for just a few minutes more. I actually want my babies to minister bigger before we go. I dare not tell them no. I really want you guys to be blessed by them. And guess what? I'm not going to be here alone. God gonna take care of us. We're gonna move and we're gonna be out of here. Okay? I know. So will Warriors of Worship come on up? Y'all gonna come from that side? Okay. As you know, Minister Parker. The Parkers had an emergency, and so they had to go back and take care to go to that emergency. So Madison will be ministering the part by herself. So y'all be praying for my babies while they bless you, okay?
Stars, you're bigger than the things, oh, that could tear me apart. You're bigger than the universe, you're bigger than the sun and the stars, you're bigger than the things, oh my, that could tear me apart. You're bigger than the
cut it short. So for time's sake. But praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, one for the Father, one for the Son, one for the Holy Ghost. All right. Giving thanks to my pastors, Pastor Cy Allen, Lady Yola Allen, to all the other ministers that's here this afternoon. Before we go farther, because my family don't come out much, I want to ask my family and my friends and my coworkers to stand for me. See, I got peeps. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for coming. I love y'all. Thank y'all for y'all patience. Thank y'all, thank y'all, thank y'all. I love y'all. So, y'all know I just like to talk, right? So, I need every male to stand for me. You were born into this world as a man. I need you to stand for me. That means the little boys, if they're in here as well, every male stand for me. You know what I see when I look around? I see men. I see sons. I see brothers. I see uncles. I see nephews. I see husbands. Don't sit down. Now, every woman, every female, stand for me. From little girls, teenagers, stand for me. Now, when I look at you, I see a female, I see women, I see mothers, I see daughters, I see sisters, I see nieces, I see grandmothers, sorry, grandfathers as well. That's what I see. But let me tell you what else I see. I see spiritual warriors. That's what I see. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So turn to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, have a seat. I had to do it old school, yeah, I couldn't print out my stuff, so. So the title of what I'm gonna talk about today is We Are Spiritual Warriors and We Have Assured Victories. So all of us in here are spiritual warriors and we have assured victories. And I'm gonna break it down for you, so just hang with me. I'm gonna try to move as fast as possible. So we heard Pastor had Sister Essence, not Essence, but Ebony come up and Sister Tika came up and they talked about, Pastor had been teaching at Bible study for 5 weeks about the end times and how knowing my pastor, I did not attend, but knowing my pastor, he covered from Genesis to Revelations. He covered everything where y'all did not have to have any doubts about what he was discussing, about the end times. And we heard from Sister Tika, we don't want to be here. Okay? So, I'm not here to talk about that. But I am going to tell you this. That battle was won over 2,000 years ago. So that battle, those wars, everything was done with over 2,000 years ago. So, I hate reading notes, but I'm here to talk to you about assured victories. in the movie War Room, the elderly lady said, "Victories do not come by accident." That is true. And for us being spiritual warriors with assured victory, you got to know that is true. Because according to 1 Corinthians 15 and 57, it says, "But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." That's one scripture. Hold on, it's more. So, Second Corinthians 2 and 14, "But thanks be to God who always lead us in triumphal processions in Christ, through us spreading everything, the fragrance of knowledge in him." That first part, he allows us to be triumph through Jesus Christ. That's a victory. Okay, that's two victories. Then you know we are assured victorious. So, spiritual warriors with assured victories. Let me give you three definitions. Tracing is awesome. The first one is warrior. A person engaged or experienced in warfare, and a soldier. So, we're warriors. We engage in warfare. Key word, warfare. Okay? So, let's talk about warriors real quick. Warriors appears, being a warrior, you have armor. There's some equipment you have to have when you're getting ready to go to battle. You can't just go in there, Brother McKenzie, just like us, just straight up. Even though we warriors, right? But you got to have some things that protect you, right? So there's a handout that was given to you, and Minister Jackie kind of blessed us with that at Gathering of Wives. Now it says, prayer. It's a prayer, but it's going to break down what I want to talk about just a little bit. It's just a resource for you. So you can know what you should have on, okay? So the first one you should have on is a helmet of salvation. Meaning, somewhere through your walk, you had to accept Christ, Jesus Christ, as your Lord and Savior. That's salvation, right? It's free. Jesus did it for us. You got it. Got to have on your salvation, your helmet, right? So then the next one is the breastplate, right? Man, that sister broke down breast. We watched something. That sister broke down breastplate of righteousness. We be trying to be righteous in our own selves, and God didn't intend us to be. But okay, breastplate of righteousness is your next piece you need to have on. Christ make us righteous. We don't make ourselves righteous. Jesus did that. We're righteous. So you got that on to protect your vital organ. That's your heart. Those of you who are believers, it's your heart. That's your vital, the most important thing is your heart, okay? That's your breastplate. That's what it covers, okay? So the next thing is the belt of truth. You got to be lined. I heard a minister say one time, this area got to tell the truth. You got to be truthful. This area, right, got to tell the truth. You got to be truthful. Meaning, you got to be protected. You can't just be... close my eyes with any and everybody, and oh, you got to be protected. Yeah. Vital heart, this got to tell the truth, meaning you can't be dilly-dallying playing around, okay? You got to be truthful, okay? Y'all know how I am, I'm sorry. The shoes of the gospel of peace, meaning you should be able to walk in peace. Whatever the situation is, whatever war you in, whatever battle you're going through, you got your gospel shoes of peace on. You should be able to step into a situation and it comes peace. Okay? Spiritual warriors, we be intercessors, we be ready. You understand what I'm telling you? We're ready to go in for you at any time, but you are a warrior yourself, so you got to be ready as well. So I'm moving around because I don't like holding this. So the shield of faith. Everybody should have a shield of faith. Your faith is what's going. Your faith is, the shield of faith protects you. There's a scripture says, I lost train of thought. Lord knows I know that scripture. That's right. The shield of faith helps you to fight off those things that's coming at you. Didn't I say they will not form, but it helps you to fight off those attacks that's coming in. Like if he's coming up with his sword, you got your shield of faith to give you a chance to come up and you come at him. It helps you counterattack. Your shield does. Your faith does. You might be go down, but your faith is what helps buckle you up, get you going, get back up. Your faith, that's what your faith do. Okay? That's what your faith do. And then there's the sword. That's the word. So you got your shield, got your faith. The enemy coming at you, saying all kinds of stuff, doing all kind of crazy stuff, whatever. And he comes at you. You got your shield, and then you got your sword. Your word. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Didn't say they weren't going to form. I know I knew that word, but he did not say it would not prosper, meaning they wouldn't form. You wouldn't have to deal with them. He didn't say that. He said that they will not go forth. They can't go any forth because you got your shield of faith. Help you bounce back. And then you got your sword. You cut them down. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God will raise up a standard that cuts him down. You understand? Your word. So you have the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, your belt of truth, you got your gospel, shoes of peace, and you have your shield of faith, and you have your word. Now, y'all know me. There's other weapons, right? Let's talk about the weapons. First weapon that we have as spiritual warriors is your word, the word of God. Your second one is the Holy Spirit. This is what I believe. Your Holy Spirit. Your Holy Spirit helps lead and guide you. Like if you're going into a certain situation, Ebony, and all of a sudden you get this, don't go that way. That's not safe. Don't go the other way. That's the Holy Spirit. That's a weapon that the enemy don't want you to know about. That's a weapon to help turn you the other way. Because then you might end up in a real warfare, and that's not where God wants you. The third one is I want to say worship. Worship helps you enter in. See, you got to understand, I'm not talking about praise, I'm talking about worship. Worship is who he is, not what he can do for you and you're thanking him for it. That's praise. That's thank you. Worship is, God, you're awesome. God, you're faithful. God, you're merciful. God, there's none like you, Lord. God, you are Lord. God, you are King. God, you are great. God, you are almighty. God, I love you, Lord. You're awesome, God. God, you are peace. Lord, God, that's worship. Telling him who he is to help him move you into a place where he wants you to be. That's worship. That's a weapon. I think I spoke when the women did the speaking that Saturday, and God had told me that worship was a weapon. See, some people don't believe that, OC. They don't believe worship can take them out before you even step on the scene. That's what he did for just so. He did it in the word. They sent out the worshipers before the army. They didn't even have to worry about having on all their armor. They sent out the worshipers, and God took them out. And they was able to enjoy the spoil of the land because of the worshipers. You got some true worshipers in the house? Come on. You have to worship him in spirit and in truth, meaning every part of everything in your life has to line up with the word of God, with truth. Every area. You can't give the enemy any little foot room to get in. You can't do that because then he trying to penetrate through your breastplate, trying to get to that vital organ, your heart. You have to be lined up with who God is calling you to be. And then the other one is prayer. Man, that's your weapon. That's how you communicate with God. That's how, yeah, he sit high and he look low and he see everything and he know, but he want to hear from you. He want to hear, Father, I can't take this. God, please remove this. God, show me how to move, which way to go, who to talk to, Lord, help me, Lord. I don't know nobody else but you, Lord. If you don't deliver me, Lord, I don't know who will, Lord. If you don't move, I don't know what to do. That's prayer. That's your weapon. And it ain't no joke. It's real. I have seen God do amazing things, not just in my family, but with my extended family here at New Direction. God have moved because of prayer, intercessory prayer. There be people be praying for people. Y'all don't even know that they're praying for you. They're going to bat for you. They worried for you. They want your whole being saved. They want you to walk in the fullness of glory. You don't even understand. You don't understand. Prayer is serious. I love worship. Anybody, y'all know me. Praise and worship, man, that's my safe place. That's my comfort zone. But let me tell you, prayer? Oh, intercessory prayer. I will go to war for you. Call me. What? You dealing with what? How? The devil is a lie. We're going to pray. We're going to get it done. I'm sorry. I don't have time for shucking and jiving and foolishness. If you call me, you better know what you're doing because we're going to pray. That's just who I am. I don't mind being labeled as a spiritual warrior. What? The enemy did what, Sister T? He said what? Oh, the devil is a lie. He ain't got no authority, no power over nothing. He is nothing. You got to understand. Prayer is serious. That's just how I'm serious about mine. My brother, I love him. My nephew, my niece, family, love you, Sister OT. Love y'all. I'm telling you, if you need me, yeah, we might talk or whatever, but when I get off the phone, it's on and popping. What? What? Y'all don't understand. I understand who I am. I ain't always understood that. I used to doubt who I was. I used to, No. People gonna be talking about me. What? They talk about me anyway. See ya. Deuces. It is what it is. Because at the end of the day, I want to see his face. At the end of the day, when it's all said and done, yeah, I want to hear him say, well done. Yeah. Oh, but I want to worship at his throne. Yeah. I want to see his face. Yeah. So let me help y'all understand. So we're spiritual warriors, right? Assured mean confident. Yeah. What? Confident. Yeah. Guaranteed. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Certain. Yeah. Bold. What? My family will tell you, I always had a mouth. took me a minute to get enough sense not to sit in arm length of my mama because she used to slap me in my mouth all the time. It's just true. My auntie and them, they'll tell you, it's just true. But they know, I say this about my husband too, and I'm sorry I didn't acknowledge my husband. Hey, baby. This is what I be saying. When I want to try to justify that, I be right. I be like, 99.9% of the time, I'm right. So that 1%, yeah, he be right. But I'm bold. And I think I hadn't always been there. Mama Jackie will tell you, when it comes to God, I like to know for sure. I'm like the one in the Bible. Can you, okay, let me put this fleece down. You wear it around it. You make it. Yeah, because I don't want to lead anybody astray. I don't want no, I'm not pastor, but even though God send you people. And the word of God say, if you cause them to hinder, if you hinder them, you might as well tie a millstone, that's a rock, around your neck and throw yourself out in the sea. Uh-huh. I'm not trying to hinder nobody. I'm not trying to be the cause of anybody taking their eyes off of God and getting what I desire to get, and that's to see his face. So, yeah, I'm bold. I'll probably come straight out and tell you straight up what's up. I love you. I was told as long as we do it in love, and I try to do everything in love. I even check my tone, because your tone can present a certain way. But let me tell y'all something. When I'm dealing with the enemy, I don't care what he think about my tone. I'm going to tell him straight up, get thee behind me. I rebuke you. Kick rocks and go. It's whatever it is. So, assured means guaranteed. So, Jesus overcame the grave. And there's a lot of more scriptures I can give y'all. Jesus overcame the grave. Victory over death. Oh, where's your victory? Oh, grave, where's your victory over death? Right? So, we have assured. So, victory. An act of defeating an enemy or opponent in a battle or a game or other competition. We're going to say battle because we're warring. So it says victory, but my title said victories. So meaning whatever you're dealing with in life, life. We have victory over life. Whether it's your job, whether it's your finances, Lord, I'm conquering that. Whether it's your family, whether it's just you. See, some of us don't like to be real because we be warring within ourselves. Girl, he called me. Girl, you gonna go? I don't know. You know, I'm trying. I've been going to Bible study. You know, I'm trying to abstain. I'm trying to keep myself. Girl, you know he your weakness, girl. You know you ain't talked to him in a minute. Go on and sit down and see what he got to say. The devil is a lie. You got victory over that. Brother man, what's up, man? Oh, man, it ain't nothing. You know what it is. Say, man, my phone's slow. Man, me too, man. I seen only one person in that store, that subway over there. Come on, man. They was in there by themselves. I ain't seen nobody else. Let's go and run up in there real quick. The devil is alive. So set up. You have victories over that. Yeah. It says an act of defeating the enemy. Defeat to me, and I ain't look it up, I'm just me,
meaning you destroyed. You out of there. You can't come back up against me with nothing. Defeat. Out of there. Okay. So let me hurry along. So assured victory, assured guarantee. Spiritual warriors, we are guaranteed our victories because Jesus had already took care of it. He took care of it on the cross. Everything, just think. I'll give y'all a couple of minutes. Just think. You know, some people think we have little sins and big sins, Pastor. I ain't seen that in the word, but, you know, people think that. So just think real quick what you consider a little sin. So I'm going to give you a few minutes. Now, think of what you think is a big sin. What would be a big sin? Just think about it. Guess what? Whether they big or little, Jesus took care of it on the cross. Since you have a definition of little or big, he took care of it on the cross. Everything. Sickness. Depression. Adultery. Drug addiction. Alcohol addiction. Sexual immorality, perverted sexual immorality. You know, we humans, wow. Yeah, we think about some crazy stuff. Guess what? Took care of on the cross. All you had to do was confess the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. You were saved. But even that, you had to confess your sins, repent, turn away from it, not half turn and then go back. Jesus took care of it on the cross. So let me give you these other scriptures, and you can write them down if you want. First one, let me get my little notes. Sure promises. Okay. The first one, and it's not the order I originally wanted it in. It was, I think, Deuteronomy 20 was the first one. And I'm looking forward. But let me go ahead for the sake of time. Isaiah 42 and 13, the Lord will march out like a mighty man, like a warrior. He will stir up his zeal with a shout. He will raise the battle cry and will triumph over your enemies. Is that not victory?
Hallelujah.
That's a victory. No weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declared the Lord. Isaiah 54 and 17. 1 Corinthians 15, 25 through 26, and 54 through 56. For Christ must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. Then saying, that is written, will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, y'all, it's victory. And then Ephesians 1 and 18, write it down. I'm not going to read that, I'm going to read this one. Confessions of our victories. It was not by their sword that they won the land, nor did their arm bring the victory. It was your right hand, your arm and the light of your face, for you love them. He loved who? He loved them. I do not trust in my bow. Don't have to trust in your bow. Your weapon. My sword does not bring me victory, but you give us victory over the enemy. In other words, you ain't even have to fight. You ain't have to use a weapon. He give it to you. Okay. I'm excited. I don't know about y'all, but I'm excited. Okay. So you put our adversaries to shame. He did what? They got egg on their face. and God, we make our boast all day long and we'll praise your name forever. Psalms 44, 3, 6 through 8. He ransomed me unharmed for the battle waged against me. Even though many opposed me, with God, we will gain the victory. And he will stomp down. It says trample down our enemies. I mean, he put his feet on their heads. Y'all bet we not, none of us in here that does that. We don't do that. We don't gloat. We ain't out of the alignment of God. We line up so we can enjoy the victories. Yeah. Trample down on enemies. Don't you know when you talk against one of God anointed, call men or women of God, you are putting yourself in harm's way. Yeah. You better know what you're doing when you're putting your mouth on somebody. You don't know what they covered with in the Lord. You don't know. What they do. Let me help y'all understand. That's Pastor Si, right? He's the head of this house and the house of the Allens, right? But then we're going to talk about this house. God purpose and his anointing that's on him, it is way more than we think it is. Pastor walks according to the word of God strongly. Meaning, we don't know what all God have told him. We don't know what all God have bestowed up on him. We just looking at the fifth. Oh, that's the church. He Pastor Si. He be blessing people with money. He help pay light bills. He do. You know, that's what we look at. Oh, but it's all much more than that. Don't you know he stands in the gap for us? Because we're his sheep, he's shepherding over us. So, just for example, we're just gonna use an example. I'm gonna use you, Brother Walter, just an example, because y'all boys, y'all being in the sandbox and everything else, playing on the railroad tracks behind on clean drive together. Oh, my uncle, I didn't know you was a part of that, uncle. So, I'm going to use y'all just say example. Now, Pastor, just say you hadn't, well, I know you hadn't seen my uncle in a while. So let's just say you hadn't seen them in a minute, right? Brother Walter, too, right? They run up on you thinking you the same choo-choo back in the day, right? They trying to come and jump you. But they wouldn't really do that, y'all, okay? This is just illustration, okay? But because of who you are in God, so y'all need y'all to use your spiritual minds for me. Because of how big you are in God, you stomp on them all by yourself. But now they didn't even know. Now they sitting down the street trying to figure out what happened. Because they thought they had you. Because it was two against one. But they didn't realize what you had, what you're working with. They didn't realize the armor he had on. They didn't realize the weapons that he have at his resource. Come on. And then on top of that, y'all know that everything you see, everything you pray about, everything you worship about, everything you praise about, it needs to be sealed in the name of Jesus. So they didn't even know you were sealed. Sorry you didn't know. Y'all got lumps. Y'all limping. Because y'all ain't know. Don't y'all know? That's how God got us all the time. We whooping on demons all the time. We overcoming every life situation all the time. Man. The battle is not mine, it's the Lord's. The victory is already won. The enemy, guess what, y'all? He is defeated. Ain't no irreversing that. He can't come back from that. He defeated, canceled, out of there. He don't have no power, Brother Abu. None. Nada. Not that much, not that much, nothing. Nothing. Everything you've been praying for, you do it on your knees. And you don't necessarily have to do it on your knees. You can pray anywhere, anytime. In your car, in your office, on your way to work, in the elevator, in the restroom, in the jail cell, in the prisons, wherever you are, he'll meet you there. Because you're a warrior. Y'all better learn how to exercise your weapons. Nothing has victory over us. Nothing can destroy your marriage. Nothing can defeat you. Sickness can't take you out because he overcame that. He overcame everything. Finance, bills, children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Because I see grandparents raising children. You know, I work in education. I'm at a schoolhouse. God told me a long time ago, those children that we deal with, that Brother Gene, they be pulling. Miss Galilee, that they pulling, Miss Briggs, that be pulling on us. Those are sins of the parents. It's not them. But even in that, it was on the cross. So we have to intercede for them constantly. All the time, Brother Gene. I know you walk through your classroom anointing stuff before they even get in there. Sister y'all, I know you go through and be touching them. They don't even know when you rubbing on their back, you praying on them. Miss Briggs, I know when they come in your office, you sit down, you probably have your praise and worship on low on the side. Miss Galilee, Mr. Brown, I know they do. They're educators. Oh, see, that's educators. But even in your own home. So, okay. Spiritual warriors, shared victory. They're yours. Walk it out. Remember that song the kids used to sing all the time? Walk it out. Walk it out. It's yours. It's yours. I can go on and on, but I'm not. I just hope and pray and believe that you are encouraged. Because you don't know. You talking about giving birth? I done did that three times, Pastor. I wasn't trying to. But that, when God press up on you to share what he placed in you.
And y'all don't even realize this. This is the first time I've actually invited family and friends to hear me. You know? So yeah, still growing. It's okay. We all are growing, Victoria. My cousin's name is Victoria. Woo! That is victory all by itself. Let me pray. I want to pray. And then I hand it over to Pastor, however the Spirit leads. It will be his charge. But again, thank y'all for y'all time. Thank you for your attended ear. Cornisha, I love you. I really do. And we'll talk. I love you. I've been meaning to talk to you because you bless me. So I want to talk to you. But not to put it on the spot. Let me pray. Father God, I come before you, Lord God. You are awesome. You are a loving God. You are a faithful God. You are powerful. There's none above you. There's no one that can take your place. There's nothing that can take your place. You're a merciful God. God, you're merciful. God, you're faithful. You're faithful. You're faithful, Lord. Worship you, Lord God, because of who you are, not what you've done, not what you can do, not what you will do, but just because you're the creator. God, you created us, Lord God. You created this world, Lord. Men try to clone things, but God, that's not it. It's only you who has the design for us, Lord God, for humans, Lord God. That you say that we are just made a little, that we are made in your image, Lord. They'll never get it, God. And then, Father God, I come, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, for this time. Thanking you for the word, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that it went forth like you chose it to be, Lord God. I stand on your word behind that, Lord God. You said that your word would go forth and it will not return void, Lord God. So I stand on that, Lord God. I ask, Lord God, that the word be planted and rooted in the hearts, Lord God, of your sons and daughters in this house, Lord God. I ask that it will bring forth much fruit, Lord God. Lord God, that lives will be changed, Lord God, because they understand, Lord God, that their way weapons and who they are spiritual warriors, Lord God, that they understand that they do not fight against flesh and blood, Lord God, but those things that sit in our minds, some thoughts, Lord God, that you say that are not your thoughts, Lord God, those ways that are not your ways, Lord God. So when they war against those things, Lord God, that they will continue, Lord God, to press and look to you, Lord God, who is the author and the finisher of their faith, Lord God. And then, Lord God, I speak to the enemy. Because you give me authority to do that. So, Lord God, we call him out. He has no power. Everything we've been seeking you for, Lord God, you'll give it to us, Lord God, as long as we line up with you, Lord God. Your word, Lord God. Your will, Lord God. So we come against you, Satan, right now in the name of Jesus. Every person up under my voice will be delivered, will be set free, will be made whole, will walk in the fullness of the Lord, will seek you, Lord God, for their purpose, Lord God. We'll seek you, Lord God, and understanding, Lord God, what it is that you want them to do, Lord God. Lord God, I even stand in the gap for those, Lord God, that's still kind of not sure, Lord God. Because, Father God, we want them to be sure. We want them to have assured in you, be assured in you, Lord God. Guaranteed, Lord God, to know, Lord God, whatever you say that it is. Let them know, Lord God, that you delivered them. You set them free, Lord God. They're no longer bound by anything, Lord God. No drugs, no alcohol, no sexual immorality. Nothing, Lord God. And then, Father God, I ask you, Lord God, to fill them up with your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Let them have an encounter with the Holy Ghost, Lord God, that would give them strength, Lord God, to lead and guide them into every area. Lord God, you will order their steps, Lord God. That's what your word says, Lord God. You said that they were more than conquerors, Lord God. That's what your word says, Lord God. You said that we are victorious. That's what your word says, Lord God. God, we can't believe anything else but your word.
So whether it's marriages, whether it's relationships, whether it's being held captive, Lord God, from past stuff, Lord God, we ask, Lord God, that you remove it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We glorify you, Lord God. We're no longer bound, Lord God. We're spiritual warriors, Lord God, going back and forth, Lord God, because God, we understand, Lord God, that warriors are close to the king, and you are the king, Lord. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the armor, Lord God. We thank you for the weapons, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for calling us out of darkness and into the marvelous light. Oh, Lord, I can just sit in your feet all day. I can pray to you all day. I can talk to you all day, Lord God. But, Lord God, we ask, Lord God, that as everyone leave this place on today, Lord God, they don't leave your presence, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that they think back and reflect on your word later on today, Lord God, understanding who they are as a spiritual warrior. Lord God, we love you for it, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for those that's here. We thank you for what you're doing. We just thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, and we count everything done in your darling son, Jesus' name. Amen. Tracy, can you play that? That was another handout was given to you, and it's actually the words to this song that Tracy is playing. I hope you be blessed by it. It blesses me. I like to listen to it to help me get through it.